The state of Iowa has agreed to pay an additional $386 million in state and federal dollars to the two private Medicaid providers of the state. The portion paid to the insurance companies is a smaller percentage increase than last year, but it is a bigger dollar increase. Governor Kim Reynolds said today the state has started to stabilize the Medicaid program.
Included in that contract is increased fees for our providers, increased access for mental health, and increased accountability. And so all of that was taken into consideration, and it's a little bit higher than it was last year, but not a lot.
Former Governor Terry Branstad said privatized Medicaid management would save money compared to state management. Asked about that promise, Reynolds said she's not Branstad. Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson says the new contracts are, quote, outrageous, and says Republican lawmakers can't back up claims that privatized Medicaid management is saving money. Renovation of Sioux City's transit maintenance and storage facility is getting a financial boost from the state. It was among five projects that received state public transit infrastructure grants. The Iowa Department of Transportation Commission awarded Sioux City $135,200 for its renovation project. Other projects receiving grants were in Benton County, Ames, Dubuque, and Ottumwa. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.